News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says he may hit Russia with more sanctions.
Absolutely. He's killing a lot of people. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Mr. Trump, referring to Russia's Vladimir Putin, who has launched some of the largest missile and drone attacks on Ukraine since the start of the war, the latest coming overnight.
As the Trump administration tries to secure a ceasefire, the president isn't hiding his frustration with Vladimir Putin.
I don't like what Putin is doing, not even a little bit. He's killing people. And something happened to this guy, and I don't like it.
He said he's always gotten along with Putin, but he's unhappy about the constant Russian rockets hitting Ukraine. The president said he's absolutely considering more sanctions against Moscow. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump hitting the pause button on his threatened 50% tariffs on European imports. He's postponing the levies following a call with the European Commission president.
We had a very nice call, and I agreed to move it. I believe June 9th would be, July 9th would be the date. That was the date she requested. Could we move it from June 1st to July 9th? And I agreed to do that, and that she said we will rapidly get together and see if we can work something out.
Mr. Trump is also threatening Apple and other tech companies with punishing tariffs if they don't start making their smartphones in the U.S. Lest we forget, it is Memorial Day. America remembers those who made the ultimate sacrifice for their country. In Washington, the annual National Memorial Day Parade will step off. Hundreds of thousands expected to line Constitution Avenue. Among those taking part in the spectacle, a small contingent of World War II veterans. Also today, President Trump will lead a long-standing tradition. He'll be laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. Government offices, post offices, schools all closed today, as is the stock market. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Following a surprise election victory recently, Romania's new president will be sworn into office today.
Nicuș Ordan first came to public attention in Romania as an environmental activist, campaigning to save heritage buildings in Bucharest from demolition and increase the city's green areas. As mayor of the city for the past 5 years, he's credited with improving its disastrous finances. A mathematician by training, he now faces his biggest challenge: to reunite a deeply divided country. His surprise election victory against the nationalist George Simeon was warmly welcomed by liberals across Europe.
And that's BBC's Nick Thorpe. Israel says its most recent Gaza airstrikes targeted terrorists operating out of a school. Palestinian health officials claim the attack killed at least 52 people. Israel renewed its offensive in March, vowing to crush Hamas. News and analysis, townhall.com. Well, it was quite the weekend for a former pro basketball player.
Scott Pollard has served as the Grand Marshal of the Indy 500 Festival Parade. The former Kansas star and NBA champion has been working to raise awareness of organ donation ever since he himself received a life-saving heart transplant. He rode in a float along with the family of the man whose heart is now beating in Pollard's chest. A giant of a man at nearly 7 feet tall, Pollard says meeting the family has helped him deal with the guilt of wondering whether he deserves such a wonderful gift. Jason Walker reporting.
Officially, it was dubbed Operation Dynamo, but informally, it has been called the Miracle of Dunkirk. The successful evacuation, more than 338,000 Allied troops from Dunkirk, France, during World War II, it all began on this day, 1940. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Tracking a pretty nice Memorial Day afternoon with temperatures well into the low and mid-70s. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun and not much wind out there as well. Overnight lows drop into the 50s and 60s. Tuesday brings more cloud cover, and that's ahead of our next weather maker. By Tuesday afternoon, a few showers rolling in, and a wet Wednesday is on the way. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buying as is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
You can listen to WCBM wherever you go, at home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk, and don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County. From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome to the Morning Drive. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. God gave us grace by faith, hope, and love, and the greatest is love. Amen. Good morning. My name is Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America. I want to thank Sean Casey and WCBM for the opportunity and the privilege to be with you this morning. You may be just waking up to my voice. You may be on your way to work, exercising, enjoying your first cup of coffee, or perhaps walking your dog. Whatever it is you are doing, let's have a conversation on this Memorial Day, as what is on my mind is on what is on your mind is on my mind as we discuss this most profound holiday, Memorial Day, this morning. This is what makes talk radio so great, the opportunity for you and I to have a conversation. When you call in this morning to 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680, the lovely voice you will hear will be our beautiful, talented, and star Baker producer Kristen Hagrick. So give us a call, then let's talk about it. As talk radio is the senior media engaging the theater of the mind. In this hour, I want to hear from you regarding any story you may want to share about a loved one who made the ultimate sacrifice for our great one nation under God. Since our independence, when our founding fathers pledged, think about this, their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, too many Americans have lost their lives in war throughout our nation's history. And with that being said, when our founding fathers in Philadelphia were pledging their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, there is a clip that we're going to play here in a minute that I think sums it all up when they were being rebellious against tyranny. So, Kristen, if you will, please play clip one.
The president recognizes Mr. Adams of Massachusetts.
Objects of the most stupendous magnitude. Measures which will affect the lives of millions, born and unborn, are now before us. We must expect a great expense of blood to obtain them. But we must always remember that a free constitution of civil government cannot be purchased at too dear a rate, as there is nothing on this side of Jerusalem of greater importance to mankind. My worthy colleague from Pennsylvania has spoken with great ingenuity and eloquence. He has given you a grim prognostication of our national future. But where he foresees apocalypse, I see hope. I see a new nation ready to take its place in the world. Not an empire, but a republic. And a republic of laws, not men. Gentlemen, we are in the very midst of revolution, the most complete, unexpected, and remarkable of any in the history of the world. How few of the human race have ever had an opportunity of choosing a system of government for themselves and their children. I am not without apprehensions, gentlemen. But the end we have in sight is more than worth all the means. I believe, sirs, that the hour has come. My judgment approves this measure, and my whole heart is in it. All that I have, all that I am, and all that I hope in this life, I am now ready to stake upon it. While I live, let me have a country. A free country.
While I live, let me have a country, a free country. It is Memorial Day, where we honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. So let's go through it. The War of Independence from 1775 through 1783. 25,000 gave the ultimate sacrifice for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The War of 1812, from 1812 to 1815, 20,000 gave the ultimate sacrifice. The Mexican-American War, 1846 through 1848, 13,248 gave the ultimate sacrifice. The War Between the States, 1861 through 1865. 620,000 gave the ultimate sacrifice. World War I, 1917 through 1918, 116,516 gave the ultimate sacrifice. World War II, 1939 through 1945, 405,399 gave the ultimate sacrifice. The Korean conflict, the Korean War, you may say, 1950 to 1953, 36,516 gave the ultimate sacrifice. The Vietnam War, 1965 to 1973, 58,209 gave the ultimate sacrifice. The War on Terror, 2001 to present, 7,078 have given the ultimate sacrifice. Therefore, we give our utmost thanks for the 1,301,996 brave American patriots who made the ultimate sacrifice for our life, our liberty, and our freedom. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. At this time, I would like to read two prayers that I think very well reflect Memorial Day. The first is, "It is the Soldier," by Charles Provence. It is the soldier, not the minister, who has given us freedom of religion. It is the soldier, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. And we may read the First Amendment later. It is the soldier, not the campus organizer, who has given us freedom to protest. It is the soldier, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial. It is the soldier, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, who serves beneath the flag, and whose coffin is draped by the flag, who allows the protester to burn the flag. And speaking of the flag, we say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag often, but do we know what those colors stand for? Red, hardiness and valor. White, purity and innocence. Blue, vigilance, perseverance, and justice. And now the final inspection. This is by Anonymous. The final inspection. The soldier stood and faced his God, which must always come to pass. He hoped his shoes were shining just as brightly as his brass. Step forward now, soldier. How shall I deal with you? Have you always turned the other cheek to my church? Have you been true? The soldier squared his shoulders and said, "No, Lord, I guess I ain't. Because those of us who carry badges can't always be a saint. I've had to work most Sundays, and at times my talk was rough. And sometimes I've been violent, because the streets are awfully tough. But never took a penny that was mine to keep, though I worked a lot overtime when bills got just too steep. And I never passed for a cry of help, though times I shook with fear, and sometimes God gave me, I wept, sometimes God forgive me, I've wept unmanly tears. I know I don't deserve a place among people here. They never wanted me around except to calm their fear. If you've a place for me here, Lord, it needn't be so grand. I never expected or had too much, but if you don't, I'll understand. There was silence all around the throne where the saints had often trod, as the soldier waited quietly for judgment of his God. Step forward now, soldier. You've borne your burdens well. Come walk a beat on heaven's street. You've done your time in hell. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Memorial Day 2025. I hope this has moved you enough to call me with a story that you feel is profound regarding Memorial Day. When we get back from the break, we'll go to Susan in Bel Air. We'll be right back.
There's a lot of need in the world, and if you're like me, it can seem too big to make a difference. But that's why I decided to start volunteering with Mercy Ships. Dedicating a few weeks or months of my life every year in the service of others has brought me more than I could ever imagine. Plus, I'm getting to meet people from all around the world and make lifelong friends. And Michelle? And with so much to do here, there's an opportunity for everyone to make a difference.
High five.
But the best reason to volunteer is knowing that no matter what you do, you're helping change people's lives every day. Whether it's for 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years, when you volunteer with Mercy Ships, you'll find your purpose, your people, and your place in this world. And all you gotta do is visit mercyships.org today. I hope to see you soon.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Welcome back to the morning show. The morning drive, excuse me. I am Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club, and like you, I am a patriot and a citizen who is concerned about our great one nation under God. Give us a call this morning at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680, because this hour is all about this most profound holiday, Memorial Day. So let's go to Susan in Bel Air. Susan, good morning. Thank you so much for calling us so early on this Memorial Day.
Yes, good morning, Jeff. I just want, I don't have one in particular, but I have the utmost respect for our military and their families. My heart goes out to them. Unfortunately, I don't think our citizens of the United States realize the freedoms that these soldiers have given us and what the loved ones have given
up. Amen. You know, Susan, that little statement that you just made is so profound, because I agree with you 100%. You know, I don't really get into a lot of sports when I have the privilege to fill in on WCBM. But, Susan, I want to ask you a quick question. Do you think that those who made the ultimate sacrifice is they were fighting for life, liberty, and the freedom of our freedoms? Do you think that they thought about when we all love sports, but do you think that they thought that it made sense to kneel for a criminal, George Floyd?
No.
And ironically enough, I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's so disrespectful to them for what they gave, what they go in for, and what they do. And all over the world, I grew up during the time of the Vietnam War, and I can remember our soldiers coming back and people spit on them. I cried.
Yeah, you know, Susan, that is a wonderful point, and I want to thank you very much for calling in this morning, and may you and your family have a very blessed Memorial Day. But it was not the soldiers' fault. The soldiers did what they were commanded to do after they took the oath, right? Right.
Right. Well, thank God we have a commander that's bringing respect.
Yes. Susan, another great point. Yeah. Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for the call. And again, may you and your family have a very blessed Memorial Day.
You too, Jeff. Have a great day.
Thank you, ma'am. So let's go to Mark in Baltimore. Mark, good morning. Welcome to WCBM. I see that both of your parents were vets.
Yes, sir. Good morning and shalom, and I hope everyone have a meaningful Memorial Day observance today. Yes, both my parents are vets. They both served honorably in the United States Navy. My father's been deceased for some time. My mom, may she be well, is involved in many different veterans groups. One of them, important ones in the Jewish community, is the Jewish War Veterans Post.
Wonderful.
In the Washington, D.C. area. It is important, and it's part of a religious minority community, the Jewish community here in the United States. We are very thankful for our freedoms, the freedom of religion and so forth, and we owe it to the military and to this country. They gave us the opportunity for us in the Jewish world to come and settle here and to worship in our own ways. And, you know, but more importantly, to serve the whole country and all that. And we're thankful for the opportunities.
Well, go ahead.
Yes. So I am very thankful for what my parents have done. Very proud of it. I hope to talk to my mom later this week. And I thank her for her service to our country, and to say that we're all Americans, regardless of our ethnicity or religious way of thinking. So we're very appreciative for what you're doing, and we need to continue that, and especially with the Pledge of Allegiance and all.
Yes.
A couple of organizations that do the Pledge of Allegiance. I wish more groups did that, but I make sure that two of them do in the fullest sense. What do you say about that?
I say that you're spot on, Mark, and we must bring back patriotism to this country. And I think that you just made a great point. Both you and Susan have been great this morning, because if you haven't heard it, listen to our great President Trump's West Point 2025 commencement address. It is phenomenal, Mark. And again, you bringing up the pledge, if you're ever in a scenario where a meeting's starting or whatever, I think that it is incumbent upon us, as we honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, to perhaps say, hey, why don't we start this event, whatever it is, with the pledge? So, Mark, thank you very much for the call. Have a great day. And again, thank both of your parents for a grateful nation for their service.
Thank you so much, and shalom and all, and happy Memorial Day.
Happy Bye-bye. Memorial Day to you. So think about it. What in your life, or do you know someone who gave the ultimate sacrifice? I want to hear from you this morning, as Mark and Susan just made great, great points this morning on the air. And as I just said, if you haven't heard it, go play President Trump's 2025 West Point commencement address. It is so Trumpian. Everything about it is phenomenal. So thank you, President Trump, for a strong, respectful, concise, patriotic, common sense, truthful commencement address at West Point this past Saturday.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says he may hit Russia with more sanctions. President blasting Russia's Vladimir Putin for launching some of the largest missile and drone attacks on Ukraine since the start of the war, and the latest attack came overnight. The president hitting the pause button on his threatened 50% tariffs on European imports. He's postponing the levies for a while following a call with the European Commission president, who Mr. Trump says is interested in making a deal. The president has also threatened Apple and other big tech companies with punishing tariffs if they don't start making their smartphones here in the U.S. It is Memorial Day as America remembers those who made the ultimate sacrifice for their country. In Washington, the annual National Memorial Day Parade will be stepping off. Hundreds of thousands of spectators expected to line Constitution Avenue in D.C. More details at SRNNews.com.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Good Feet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Good Feet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Good Feet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Tracking a pretty nice Memorial Day afternoon with temperatures well into the low and mid-70s. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun and not much wind out there as well. Overnight lows drop into the 50s and 60s. Tuesday brings more cloud cover, and that's ahead of our next weather maker. By Tuesday afternoon, a few showers rolling in, and a wet Wednesday is on the way. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant, push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Saturday evenings from 6 to 7, join Jeff and Laura's Better for The Veterans Show. Jeff and Laura can answer most of your questions concerning your veterans' benefits. The Veterans Benefits Show, 6 to 7 every Saturday evening on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Eternal Father, strong to save, whose arm hath bound the restless wave, who beats the mighty ocean deep, it's on the pointed limit.
nation under God. Welcome back to the Morning Drive. My name is Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America. I want to thank WCBM for the opportunity to sit in for the Morning Drive this morning, but I want to hear from you. This is about you and I having a conversation and how profound Memorial Day is to you. So please give me a call at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. We're heard all over the world at WCBM.com. The voice that you hear when you call in is our lovely and talented producer, Kristen Hagrick. So give us a call because I want to hear from you on this Memorial Day morning. So we're getting back to Memorial Day and what it means to us. And I think that our callers before the bottom of the hour both made great points about the ultimate sacrifice that people have made, patriots have made, so we can live free. And I think that one, obviously, is the First Amendment. And I don't think the First Amendment is read enough, so I'm going to read it right now for you. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Mark made a good point about that. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or, and this is crucial, the right of the people to peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. So what does Memorial Day mean? Memorial Day is an American holiday observed on the last Monday of May, honoring the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military. Memorial Day 2025 obviously falls on today, Monday, May 26. Originally known as Decoration Day, it originated in the years following the Civil War and became an official federal holiday in 1971. Many Americans observe Memorial Day by visiting cemeteries or memorials, holding family gatherings, and participating in parades, of which there'll be many today. Unofficially, it marks the beginning of summer season, but we're going to stay away from that. I think that, again, we all need to consider what Memorial Day means. And if you don't know, there are memorial services around the greater Baltimore region. I know of one at Delaney Memorial Gardens on Delaney Valley Road in Timonium. That starts at 10 a.m. And if you're so inclined and you're anywhere near that area, please go and experience that because it is very profound. And good morning, Gene in Middle River. It says that your father was in World War II.
Yes, he went to Italy, and he was in the Battle of Anzio, which they made two movies about. Only one third of the guys came home.
Wow.
And I was almost 8 when my dad went away, and I'll never forget it. He came back a different man. He was jovial and a play, and he always played everything. When he came back, he wouldn't talk about the war. He was in one of the worst battles ever. And my mom just used to say, don't ask him anymore about the war. And we never did. And my brother and one of my sisters, they were babies when he went away. And they didn't understand the dad that they were seeing because they never knew the dad that they had before. And I tell them about it all the time. They're in their 80s now, and I was just 91, and I just want to let you know that my dad was a hero.
Gene, we have to go to break, but can you hold through the break? I apologize, Gene. I read the clock. I glanced at the clock wrong, and I read the clock wrong. My apologies. Gene, you just made a very profound statement. Susan, before the bottom of the hour, talked about the Vietnam soldiers is they came home. They did what they were told, and they were spat upon, so on and so forth. The World War II veterans, when they came home, obviously they were given ticker tape parades and what have you. Gene, I want to elaborate a little bit. As you alluded, you said your dad went away, a very jovial, jolly, fun man, and came back a completely different person. Can you just sort of elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, when he played with us, I and my brother Bob were the older ones, and Bobby was a year and a half older than me. He's gone now. But it was different. He played with us. He joked with us. He always had a joke. And he was just always happy. Mom was always happy. We had a lovely mother, too, and she was there for him all the time. And whenever Daddy wanted, when he came back, he got it. She would make him a steak if he just wanted a steak, and she would do whatever he wanted because she knew what he went through. We didn't. We didn't understand war at that time.
No, you're only a child.
The only thing we knew was my dad was gone for almost 3.5 years.
Wow.
And we didn't know what he was doing, and we didn't ask. We just when he came back, the only thing we should have been doing was loving on him. And instead, we didn't. We wanted the dad we had before.
Of course, you were children. Of course. Gene, you said you're 91?
Yes.
But wow, I have to tell you, Gene, you sound fantastic.
Well, God's got me here for a reason.
Yes, he does.
Nobody in our family lived past the 70s. My dad was 78 when he went home to be with the Lord. And the rest of our family was the same way. But here I am. I'm here, and God's got me here. I've got grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and I have three of the best children ever.
Well, I think
they all know the Lord, and that's the main important thing.
That is the main thing, is to know our God. And Gene, you mentioned two movies about that were about the battles your father was in. What are the two movies?
It was called Anzio, and the first one was with Robert Mitchum. I never knew it existed.
Neither did I, and I've watched a lot of World War II. It's called Anzio?
Anzio, which was the battle in Italy that he was in. And like I said, only one-third of the guys, I never knew exactly what it was until a few years ago when one of my nephews told me, I can get you that movie, Aunt Jean. And he got it for me. And I seen what my dad went through, and it was hell.
I think that if you think about, what was the other movie, real quick?
You know what? I don't remember.
That's okay.
Exactly, but I know Anzio was in the title.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, if you go back, Gene, there's a lot of movies that were made post World War II, and I think some during the war that just. Really, they try to give a macro perspective of what it was. But, Gene, you just said something that makes total sense, is no one knows what those patriots went through fighting overseas other than them. And I was listening to the top of the hour news, and I think the parade in Washington, there's a small group of World War II veterans who are still alive that'll be in that parade or attending the parade. But that's just it. It takes us, Gene, to keep this legacy going of those who made the ultimate sacrifice, those who served, those who pledged their lives and their sacred honor and their fortune so that we can live free. And Gene, you're certainly doing a phenomenal job honoring your father by calling here and this morning. And I think that also you made another profound statement that we need to love on those who are hurting.
Absolutely. I followed my mother's footsteps. My mother was one of the, she was born in a house that had, she was one of these ladies that had everything. But when she married my dad, They were young. They were 17 and 19, and they didn't have much. But I'll tell you, what they had in that house was laughter. And I remember all that. But then when Daddy come home, it was something different. And Mom didn't look as happy as she used to be.
Yeah.
But she always had a meal for us, even though there wasn't much around. She made something stretch, and I got to give it to her. We had one of the best moms ever. She went home to be with the Lord at 73, and this is, we miss her. We still miss her. My sister and I, we still talk about her, and we still talk about my dad, but my brother and sisters never understood my dad like I did because I remembered when.
Right, because they weren't as old. So, listen.
Yeah, they were babies.
Yeah, exactly. And no one will ever know what they went through because only they will know because they're the ones that went through it. But again, it is incumbent upon us as a society who have been so blessed to live this life that we do for what they sacrificed. And you know, it's interesting, Gene, you talked about simpler times and what have you. My mother, who just passed away this past September unexpectedly at 92. Well, the point I want to make is she was born in a home in Western Pennsylvania that didn't even have running water. And people just don't understand that, you know, how strong America was in the past. And if again, I referenced President Trump's commencement speech Saturday at West Point, and I just think that it's a speech that everybody should listen to because he talks about all of that. But Gene, I want to thank you so much for your call this morning. Like I said, I can't believe by your voice that you're 91 years old. Whatever you're doing, Gene, keep it up. God bless you. Thank you, and thank you for the stories this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome, darling. You have a great day.
You as well. May you and your family have a very blessed Memorial Day. Thanks again, Jane.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye. So, ladies and gentlemen, give me a call, please. I want to hear these stories. 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. Gene, 91 years old. Listen to that woman's voice. I think that part of what we're missing today is the simplicity and just the joy of living. We now have more than we've ever had in our nation's history. But what is most prevalent? Mental health, counseling, so on and so forth. Whereas days gone by, it was just people just got along and did what they needed to do. So let's get back to what Memorial Day is and how we can learn from it. So I finished up that it unofficially marks the beginning of the summer season, which, again, it really shouldn't, because it's far more profound than that. The birthplace of Memorial Day and early observances. Memorial Day, take a look at the holiday honoring America's fallen heroes. The Civil War, which ended in the spring of 1865, claimed more lives than any conflict in U.S. history and required the establishment of the country's first national cemeteries. By the late 1860s, Americans in various towns and cities had begun holding springtime tributes to those countless fallen soldiers, decorating their graves with flowers and reciting prayers. Boy, a lot of places today, you recite a prayer and you get in big trouble. It is unclear where exactly this tradition originated. Numerous different communities may have independently initiated the memorial gatherings, and some records show that one of the earliest Memorial Day was organized by a group of formerly enslaved people in Charleston, South Carolina, less than a month after the Confederacy surrendered in 1865. Nevertheless, in 1966, the federal government declared Waterloo, New York, the official birthplace of Memorial Day. Waterloo, which first celebrated the day on May 5th, 1866, was chosen because it hosted an annual community-wide event during which businesses closed and residents decorated the graves of soldiers with flowers and flags. And when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about the flag a little bit more. So give us a call, 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. I want to hear from you. We'll be right back.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world when you choose your passwords. Make them strong. Use a password manager to help you along. But don't just use a password alone. Get a call, get a text, or a code on your phone.
MFA really works.
Ring can secure our world. When it's time to update an app, don't you hesitate. Do it ASAP.
Let's rock then.
Watch out for offers too good to be true.
What?
It's probably someone trying to take advantage of you.
That's fishy.
Let's report it. Install updates. Make better passwords. Woo! Think before you think. Use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Nightly, it's Red Eye Radio with Gary McNamara.
They're a mess right now. You think about across the board, the Democratic Party is a mess, led by their leader, who is a mess.
And Eric Harley.
Incompetent mess.
Taking your calls on politics, social issues, and news of the day. Don't miss a show.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America, filling in for Sean and Bruce this morning. Today will be mild, partly sunny, high in the mid-70s, overnight low temps in the 50s. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance for passing afternoon showers, rain more likely by Wednesday. So get out and honor Memorial Day today. Before we go to George in Bel Air, I want to play a short clip, Why We Stand for the Flag.
The flag isn't cloth and color. It's a symbol of everything we fought for. Freedom, sacrifice, and brotherhood. We served this nation in time of war, side by side with men and women willing to give up everything so others could live free. The rights, the liberties, and opportunities we have do not come easy, and they are not a guarantee. We buried friends under that flag, raised it in foreign lands, and felt the full weight as we carried it with pride. If we had to do it all over again, we would, without hesitation. This is why I stand for the flag.
I stand for the flag
because of the warriors who defend it, who fight not because they hate what's in front of them, but because they love the flag behind them.
None of this is free. People have given the ultimate sacrifice so that we could live in a free one nation under God. Let's go to George in Bel Air. George, your dad was awarded the Purple Heart.
Yes, my dad was in a hospital bed at Walter Reed Hospital, and it was a two-star general penning the Purple Heart on his chest. What it was, he had stepped on a landmine in the Korean War, and it killed the people around him, but it blew him straight up in the air. He still has scrap metal in his body to this day. He just passed at the age 93.
God bless him. God bless him. George, so Gene, our previous caller, talked about when, and again, thank you for calling, and thank you for your father making the for serving. Gene talked about how when her dad came home from World War II, he was a completely different man. George, can you talk a little bit? Did you see that with your dad as well?
I really didn't. My dad was different in some small ways, but overall, I think it had a lot to do because he sat in Walter Reed for, you know, quite a few months recuperating from, you know, his injuries.
Yeah, good point.
And the scrap metal, like I said, he still carried to the day he died. But he was okay. I mean, he took care. We had a family of six, so he had his hands full with us. And my mom, unfortunately, passed away when I was 11. And he, like I said, he had his hands full.
Yes, he did.
There was two girls and four boys. So he had his hands full. He didn't have time to be changing or worrying about anything.
You know what? That's a great point, George, because, you know, I'm one of four, and generations gone by, yeah, there were so many kids. You didn't have time to think. You just did, right?
You just did. Right.
And life was simpler, but I think that we were so much happier back then.
Honestly, agree with you 100%.
Well, listen, Mike.
Life
go ahead.
Was so different back
yep.
then.
Yep.
You know, I was born in 1956.
I'm just a few years younger. I was born in '60s, but George, you're spot on, man. Spot on.
Okay, I just thought maybe I'd bring that up.
No. George, I've been asking for 45 minutes for people to call, and I truly appreciate your call and the previous calls, because I could sit here, George, all morning and play endless clips of talking heads and blah, 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 blah. But when I have the privilege to host on WCBM, I want to hear from the listeners, because I think our stories are far more profound. What do you think, George?
I do, too.
All right, brother.
And you know, I was proud. I carry that picture in my wallet to this day of that two-star general penning that Purple Heart on my dad.
God bless him. God,
I actually have the Purple Heart.
That is outstanding, George. Again, thank you very much for the call. May you and your family have a very blessed Memorial Day.
And you as well. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. So, as we get ready to go to the top of the hour, I think that part of what we really need to focus on now is we had some callers, one of whom was 91 years old, and I think that if you would agree that we have, in a way, lost our way because we're so focused on audio clips, video clips, never doing deep dives. And I think part of that, and part of preserving our life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, is talking about education and the school boards. And we will be doing that in this 7 o'clock hour, as we have a guest who will be talking about how he has taken a bit out of his private and professional life to run for the school board. And I think that it is going to be profound, because I think that we all need to get involved in some way so that we can do something more to preserve, again, our great one nation under God. And I want to finish up with a couple things on Memorial Day. And did you know, and let's do this today, that each year on Memorial Day, a national moment of remembrance takes place at 3 p.m. local time. So no matter where you are today, write this down, because there are those who made the ultimate sacrifice. Today at 3 o'clock, take a moment to remember. We'll be right back. And Fred, we're going to get to you right after the top of the hour. Stay tuned. Give us a call at 410-922-6680.
For Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. America is remembering on this Memorial Day, honoring the fallen, those military service members who paid the ultimate price for their country, laying down their lives for us. In Washington, hundreds of thousands expected along Constitution Avenue for the annual National Memorial Day Parade. Across the Potomac River, President Trump will be laying a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. As Russia steps up its missile and drone attacks on Ukraine, the president is unloading on Russian President Vladimir Putin, saying that Putin has gone crazy.
I've known him a long time, always gotten along with him, but he's sending rockets into cities and killing people, and I don't like it at all.
Mr. Trump says he may slap more punishing sanctions on Russia. And the president's giving the European Union a bit more breathing room, delaying by several weeks 50% tariffs on the EU.
The president agreed to a different tariff timeline after speaking with the president of the European Commission.
Could we move it from June 1st to July 9th? And I agreed to do that. And that she said we will rapidly get together and see if we can work something out.
On Friday, the president threatened 50% tariffs, complaining that talks with the EU were going nowhere. But after the Sunday phone call, he said the Europeans want to get down to serious negotiations and that delaying the tariffs will buy time for trade talks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel says its most recent Gaza airstrikes targeted terrorists operating out of a school. Palestinian health officials claim the latest attack killed at least 50 people. Israel renewed its offensive in March, vowing to crush Hamas once and for all. On this Memorial Day, government offices, post offices, schools all closed, as is the stock market, banks, and a handful of businesses. More on these stories at townhall.com.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
We have heard a lot in recent years about fake news. Well, now comes fake books. A summer reading list put together with the help of AI includes titles that don't even exist.
While the authors were real, more than half the books on the AI-assisted list were made up. They included Tidewater Dreams by the Chilean-American writer Isabel Allende. She exists, of course, but the book doesn't. And, ironically perhaps, The Last Algorithm by the American sci-fi author Andy Weir is described as a thriller following a programmer who discovers an AI system has developed consciousness. The fictional list of fiction was published in a number of real U.S. newspapers. newspapers, including the Chicago Sun-Times and the Philadelphia Inquirer.
The BBC's Paddy McGuire. The European Union foreign policy chief urging nations outside the bloc to come down hard on Russia. It follows Russia's overnight missile attacks on the Ukrainian capital of Kiev and other regions. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Army is updating its fitness standards.
On June 1st, the military branch will begin using its new Army fitness test, which replaces the current combat fitness test. The Army said the new test will include updated scoring standards emphasizing readiness and combat effectiveness. Soldiers have until January 1st, 2026 to meet the new fitness standards without facing adverse actions. The five-part test includes a three-repetition maximum deadlift, hand-release push-ups, sprint drag carry, a plank, and a two-mile run. No word on whether women will now be held to the same standard as men. Current military fitness tests for women are not as strenuous as those for men. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
President Trump has signed executive orders aimed at speeding up the development of nuclear power. They also grant the Secretary of Energy authority to approve advanced reactor designs and projects. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Tracking a pretty nice Memorial Day afternoon with temperatures well into the low and mid-70s. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun and not much wind out there as well. Overnight lows drop into the 50s and 60s. Tuesday brings more cloud cover, and that's ahead of our next weather maker. By Tuesday afternoon, a few showers rolling in, and a wet Wednesday is on the way. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
You can listen to WCBM wherever you go, at home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk, and don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive. My name is Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America, but most importantly, like you, I believe in our one nation under God. I want to thank WCBM for giving me the privilege of filling in this morning. Before we get to our topic of this hour, which I think has everything to do with Memorial Day and honoring those who made the ultimate sacrifice, education, education, education. We're going to have a guest coming up in a minute to talk about that, how they have put part of their personal and professional life on hold to run for school board. But before we get to our guests, I want to go to Fred in Jacksonville, Florida. Fred, obviously you're listening on WCBM.com, and you'd like to talk about your father who served in World War II. Fred, the floor is yours.
Yeah, hi. You know, I just wanted to tell you that I have the
I have all the love and respect for the men and women who put on our uniform and serve, okay?
Yes.
My father was a merchant marine sailor, but he was going between New York and England from 39 to 45. So he was in the thick of it also. You know, along with the soldiers.
Yes.
I mean, you never know what a torpedo will give you a bad day. And also, I wanted to say, what I really loved was when our army liberated the concentration camps in Germany and ended that horrible Holocaust.
Yeah, there were so many aspects of that war that were just atrocious: communism, fascism, so on and so forth. But Fred, you made a very good point that I want to elaborate on for a minute. The merchant marines were overlooked a lot. They didn't get a lot of the, airtime, or I don't want to use glory, but because in total, what every single soldier and ancillary positions regarding that war were important, and we honor those on Memorial Day who gave the ultimate sacrifice. But there is a movie whose the name of the movie, Fred, is escaping me, that was made during World War II. It starred Humphrey Bogart. Pardon me, Fred, I had to cough. It starred Humphrey Bogart. It was made during World War II to honor the merchant marines. And as you just alluded, Fred, they were supplying all of yes. our troops and what have you. And their role was as important and as dangerous as any others, because the enemy was at all times attempting to cut off the supply chain. So I cannot think of the name of the movie. It's something in the North Atlantic, but it stars Humphrey Bogart. So if you search World War II Merchant Marine movie with Humphrey Bogart, you'll see it. You can still see it. I think it's on either, I don't think it's on Netflix, but I think that you can see it on Amazon Prime. So, Fred, anything else regarding your father in World War II?
That's about it.
Well, listen, thank you very much for listening in Jacksonville, Florida, and thank you for bringing up the Merchant Marines, because they were just as impactful as anyone else. And I hope you and your family have a very blessed Memorial Day, Fred.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to pause on the calls regarding Memorial Day, because I do have a guest that I want to get to, and I think that part of honoring Memorial Day is, in fact, getting a grip and lassoing back our education system, which quite frankly has gone completely off the rails. The importance of school boards and how they can make an impactful difference. We're broadcasting from Baltimore County, Maryland. And recently, in a Baltimore County school board meeting, Maggie Domanowski, who I think is one of two I don't want to use the word Republican, but I think Maggie believes more in the traditional, classical forms of education that generations ago was commonplace. And Maggie was censured for simply asking a question. I don't have the audio. She was a guest here on WCBM about a month ago. But Maggie simply asked a legitimate question very professionally and very calmly. and the Baltimore County School Board thought it wise to censor her. Insane, ladies and gentlemen, insane. Thus, why I wanted to spend time this hour talking about school boards, and my upcoming guest is running for school board in Southern York County, and in districts across the country, school boards are quietly reshaping what students learn and how teachers get trained. This year, as Pennsylvania heads into a major school board election cycle, Southern York County's board offers a stark example of why these elections matter. Remember, these are our children, and how a small group of citizens can change their schools for the better. Small group of citizens, that's us, ladies and gentlemen. Southern York's school board recently dropped, get a load of this, culturally relevant and sustaining education, known as CR-SE requirements in teacher training. God forbid they teach reading, writing, and arithmetic. CR-SE is supposed to help teachers, well, what the hell they go to school for, serve students from a different, now as I get ready to say this, we are one nation under God, different racial, cultural, and socioeconomic backgrounds. Remember, my mother was born in a home that didn't even have running water, and she made it. But the state CRSE guidelines ground their approach in critical theory, which is now known as critical race theory. Remember, critical theory has been around a long time, requiring educators to view classroom dynamics through a lens of systemic oppression, whatever in the world that is. The guidelines characterize students as either having power or privilege or as being marginalized and oppressed based on their race or other identity groupings. The last I check, we are still one nation under God, and we are we the people. Removal of CRSE represents a win for teachers, amen to that, and to no longer have to endure Marxist indoctrination rituals on implicit bias, CRT, critical race theory, microaggressions, and other woke nonsense, board member Joe Wilson wrote in an April 2025 ex post. My next guest, Jason Decker. Jason Decker is the grandson of Army Sergeant Arnold Decker, who served in Germany during World War II. His maternal grandfather, Francis Enenberg, also served, achieving the rank of sergeant during the Korean conflict. Jason has lived in seven states, serving in key leadership positions in three different publicly traded corporations. As of last Tuesday, this is why we have Jason on this morning. As of last Tuesday evening, he is one of the Republican nominees for a school board seat right across the state line in Southern York, Pennsylvania. And I know we have a large listening audience in Pennsylvania. They either listen at 680 WCBM or WCBM.com. Most importantly, Jason is a man of faith, patriot, husband, and father. Jason, good morning, and thank you for joining us on WCBM.
Well, good morning, Jeff, and happy Memorial Day to those who have served and sacrificed.
A very blessed Memorial Day to you as well. So, Jason, again, thank you for joining us. I'd like to ask you first and foremost, you're a busy professional, you're a family man, a father. What prompted you to sit back one day and say, wait a minute, I've got to get involved on a community level and run for Southern New York School Board?
Jeff, I think like many other things, we have different levels of consciousness and we evolve over time. So school boards really came to my consciousness in the period right after COVID. I really didn't pay much attention to them prior to that. Most of the school board elections were uncontested, so as a voter, there wasn't really anything I could even do about them. But our oldest daughter was an athlete here locally at Susquehannock High School, really good soccer player, very involved in the school. And before long, after COVID, they were requiring the students to wear masks while playing soccer outdoors. So, as you can imagine, this child that loved soccer, and it was really her life, she was very involved in it, she no longer wanted to play on the team.
I guess not.
And then when she no longer wanted to play on the team, she no longer wanted to go to school. She wanted to just do the virtual option. And these bad decisions made by school boards became like dominoes. And I just saw the impact on this young person's life. And that was kind of my first exposure to this, how important school boards are, the decisions that they make, the impact they have on our young people. And so it was actually my wife, Wendy, that got involved first. So there's this woman locally, Samantha Hall. She's kind of the mother of the conservative school board movement in Southern York County. My wife got involved in her campaign. And Samantha is actually now, 4 years later, up for re-election, along with Mary Lee Hall, who ran with her that first time. And then myself, Jason Decker, and Lisa Stoller were running as new folks on the board.
All right, hold that thought, Jason. Hold that thought right there. I got to take a break. When we get back, we'll continue this conversation. Hang tight. Thank you.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
I was on a routine patrol, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Show them their sacrifice hasn't been in vain. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, filling in for Sean and Bruce. Today will be mild, partly sunny, high in the mid-70s, overnight low in the 50s. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance for a passing afternoon shower, rain more likely Wednesday. So get out today. Honor Memorial Day. Find a service in your community, because this is the one day each year that we honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice. And as a reminder, today at 3 p.m. local time is when we all pause and remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice. We're back with our guest this morning, Jason Decker, who is running for school board for the first time in Southern York County. And one of the things that stuck in my mind, Jason, and I want you to continue the story, is that during the pandemic, those that are the administrators in these schools thought it prudent that soccer players outdoors wear masks while playing soccer. I mean, whatever. That cracks me up. Let's get back to your story. So you were alluding, and please, if you will, for our listeners, mention the names again who are the incumbents that are running, and you were mentioning the first-timers, one of whom is yourself.
Sure. So the incumbents that are running, the two original conservatives on our school board that were elected in 2021, are Mary Lee Hall and Samantha Hall. They're not related, just happen to have the same last name. And then Lisa Stoller is running as a first-time school board director, and then also myself, Jason Decker.
Okay. So, again, thank you for taking time out of your busy family schedule, professional schedule, to get involved, because our children, the next generation, are our future. So as you heard, I was reading from an excellent article in the City Journal about that Southern York School Board recently dropped culturally relevant and sustaining education, better known as CRSE. Can you tell me, obviously, your slate's stance on that? Is this an uphill battle to keep this out of the schools?
Not if we win.
Aha. There is the most profound statement this morning. Not if we win. Go ahead.
So the current school board is 7-2 conservatives. So two conservatives got on the board in 2021. We had a clean sweep of 5 open seats in 2023. And so really what we are trying to do now is avoid a snapback election. That often happens. Conservatives, Republicans get complacent. There's not a big ticket name on the ballot in an off-year election. So we are trying to prevent these folks who have become very organized from basically reversing the great things that our conservative school board has done. I mentioned that there was a first level of consciousness that I have. I'd like to tell you a little bit about kind of what the turning point was for me when I decided to get involved.
Sure.
So prior to conservatives gaining the majority on our school board, when a student would come to school and would be somewhat confused or struggling with identity issues and would want to present as the opposite gender, the administration at the school would go ahead and start socially, it's called socially transitioning that student, without the parents even being made aware of it. So what our conservative majority on the school board did is they wrote some very common sense policies. It didn't say that somebody couldn't transition, but what it said was, hey, if Johnny is going to come to school and want to start being called Jane, that mom and dad should probably be made aware of that. And mom and dad should probably confirm with the school that that is, in fact, what they want done before the school does that in a way inconsistent with parental rights. So this policy passes, and there is just outcry from a few really loud voices. There's one woman who lives in our local community, but she's president of a liberal political action committee called Citizens for SYCSD. And she, on Facebook, made some remarks where she described members of the LGBTQ community as being as young as 5 years old.
Oh, Lord.
And when I saw that, and I saw that we have this political action committee forming in opposition with all of these funds hitting our district with a fire hose of money, I realized that I needed to get involved. I could not let that happen in my community. One of your guests earlier talked about the Pledge of Allegiance, and I thought that his comments were very moving. And if we remove the Pledge of Allegiance from our schools, there would be a huge outcry, rightfully so. But in many cases, what we do in places like Montgomery County, Maryland, is we start the day with the pledge, but then we spend the next 6 hours undoing everything that that pledge says,
precisely,
stands for, and means. I think that we truly do need to teach our students to be united, to be citizens of a great country that perhaps have some differences of opinion, some different things about our attributes, but we shouldn't be tribalizing our students. That's something that I'm firmly against.
No, Jason, you're spot on. And when we get back, we're going to have to go to the bottom of the hour break in a couple of seconds. I want to talk a bit about this woman who organized whatever that group was called. And twice you've referenced the influx of money from organizations. And I think we need to elaborate on that, because a lot of times our side does not do the fundraising as the other side does. So hold on, Jason. We'll be right back to you. We're going to the bottom of the hour, and we'll get right back to this impactful conversation.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is Memorial Day, honoring the fallen, those military service members who made the ultimate sacrifice for their country, laying down their lives for us. In Washington, hundreds of thousands expected along Constitution Avenue. It's the annual National Memorial Day Parade. Across the Potomac, President Trump will be laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. As Russia steps up its missile and drone attacks on Ukraine, President Trump is unloading on Russian President Putin, saying that Putin has gone crazy. Mr. Trump says he may impose more punishing sanctions on Russia. The president giving the European Union some more breathing room. He is delaying by several weeks 50% tariffs on European Union imports. This follows a phone call with the president of the European Commission. More details at srnnews.com.
Homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your home, you're in luck. We've got Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, in studio. Vinny, you were just telling me that now's a great time for home sellers to take action. Why is that?
Hey, Sean, a few things. Home values are up an average of 7.1% year over year, which means sellers can take advantage of high prices in a low inventory market. So if getting the most money is important, keep in mind that our sellers get an average of 3.1% more when compared with other agents in our market. So on a $400,000 home, that would mean an additional $12,400 right in your pocket.
That's really important, because every dollar counts when you're selling.
That's why we will guarantee upfront and in writing to get you at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference.
So if you're on the fence about calling Vinny, the choice should be easy now. Call or text him today at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Tracking a pretty nice Memorial Day afternoon with temperatures well into the low and mid-70s. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun and not much wind out there as well. Overnight lows drop into the 50s and 60s. Tuesday brings more cloud cover, and that's ahead of our next weather maker. By Tuesday afternoon, a few showers rolling in, and a wet Wednesday is on the way. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel. But if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Hunter lied on a gun application form. Wesley Snipes
convicted three counts of tax evasion in 2008 for bilking Uncle Sam on taxes up to $15 million. IRS said he owed taxes. He was later sentenced to 3 years in prison. Remember the guy, Jersey Shore star Mike? Yeah. Anyway, 8 month sentence for skirting $2.3 million in taxes. Not Hunter.
John Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America. I want to thank you for joining us on this Memorial Day as we take the entire show to honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice. And do not forget, each year on Memorial Day, National Moment of Remembrance takes place at 3 p.m. local time. I want to get back to our guest, Jason Decker, who has taken time out of his professional life and his family life to run for school board in Southern York County and our neighbors northeast of north of us in Pennsylvania. And Jason, you were just making some excellent points, and I want to get back to it. And one of those points was every morning the students say the pledge. And like you said, as soon as the pledge is done, our schools do everything to dismantle the balance of the day that the pledge stands for and what our One Nation Under God stands for. So there's two things here that I'd like to ask you about. One, you mentioned a woman that is with a local, some organization, and posted something on Facebook that children can start realizing they need to transition at age five. First and foremost, I don't think any of that should be going on at schools. We're teaching our children life and life skills. I don't know what that has to do with life and life skills. If someone wants to deal with that, they can deal with that with their family, as you alluded. But talk, does the woman who has that organization, do you know if she has any children?
I believe she does.
Interesting.
She's a teacher at
High School.
Teacher at Hereford High School, lives in our community, is president of this far-left political action committee, Citizens for SYCFD, and apparently believes that finger-painting kindergartners can be members of the LGBTQ community. When this PAC hit us with a fire hose of money during the primary, they outraised us 2-1, outspent us 2-1. Their campaign slogan was education, not agendas. Isn't that rich coming from somebody like that?
Well, you know what? It's interesting. Why is it that the left always has to mask exactly what they're trying to do? Unbelievable. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, in Pennsylvania, we have a closed primary system, and what you can do is this thing called cross-filing. So it's not just that we had to battle these folks in the general election in November. We actually had to beat them in the primary because although all four of our opponents are registered Democrats, they cross-filed so that they were showing up on both the Republican and the Democrat ballot. And if people don't pay attention to their school board races, they might go into their polling place and think, well, if I select four Republicans, I should be good, right? Well, definitely not the case. So our job this spring was to go out and educate people in our community that, hey, there's actually only four Republicans on this ballot. The other four are Democrats. We're very fortunate. We got recommended by our county party. Some others got involved. But that is kind of what we've been up against here in Southern New York County.
So, Jason, you referenced when you sent me some information about yourself that you're the grandson of Army Sergeant Arnold Decker, who served in Germany during World War II. His maternal your maternal grandfather, Francis Enigberg, also served in the Korean conflict. If you think about them, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice so that we could live in the land of the free because of the brave. What do you think their perspective would be on this?
You know, Jeff, I'm very fortunate. Francis Enigenberg, my maternal grandfather, who served in the Korean conflict, is actually still living.
Wow.
And his story is really an amazing story. My grandmother and my grandfather were married in 1951, and my grandmother moved with him from Illinois to Fort Lee, Virginia, where he was doing his basic training. And right before he got deployed, she got pregnant. So it wasn't until after his two-year deployment that he actually got to meet his oldest daughter, my Aunt Brenda.
Wow.
So, I mean, we have it so good today, but think about those men and some of those stories. And certainly people sacrificed more, but that was quite a sacrifice that my grandfather made. And I think about that Korean conflict, and I think what my, because I get to talk to my grandfather still, and I'm somewhat familiar with his thinking, I think that what he would tell you is these things like critical race theory, this is really just another head of the snake.
Yep.
That he fought on the Korean conflict. You know, communism on the Korean peninsula, that was a Marxist-Leninist-derived communism. And if we trace the lineage of critical race theory, of course, it goes back to critical theory. So it started at the Frankfurt School in Germany.
Yes.
Made its way over to Columbia University during World War II. Those folks kind of sought refuge, came over here. It metastasized across the Ivy League, really started to make its rounds, this whole ideology in the, you know, kind of the 70s through the 90s. And now we see it all over in primary and secondary education. And when you think about it, they're not fighting us with bullets today, but what could be more powerful than taking that ideology and putting it in our classrooms and educating students? You know, there's an old poem. There was a poet, I believe his name was William Wallace, and there's a line in the poem that says, "The hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world."
Amen.
Liberals understand that all too well.
Well, they understand it all too well, and to dovetail that, you think about Saul Alinsky, who was nothing more than a Marxist, fascist, communist. His perspective on education, take control of what people read and listen to, take control of what children learn in school. And that's exactly where we are. And Jason, what else would you like the listeners to know about your campaign? Is there anything else you'd like to reflect upon?
Yeah, there's a couple things. So first, I would encourage everybody to go to syc2025.com. That's syc2025.com. There you'll see our candidates and our platform. Also, SYC Conservatives on Facebook. If you want to follow me personally on Twitter, it's at Jason Decker, PA, but keep in mind there's two K's in my last name, D-E-K-K-E-R, so at Jason Decker, PA. You know, the thing that we really need help with is funding. The only time Democrats are generous with their own money is during elections. Otherwise, they're only generous with other people's money. So we are being outraised. And on our website, there's a place where you can donate if you feel so inclined. We could use a bunch of $10 and $20 donations to help us get through this campaign. And, you know, somebody might ask, hey, why would I donate to a school board race in Southern York County? And what I would say is think about the last couple of elections and how Pennsylvania is important to the direction of this country. If we lose a generation of youth in the state of Pennsylvania, then we lose a very important swing state.
Yes.
In this country. So you might be looking at, if you live in Maryland, you might be looking at your own state and, hey, you got to keep fighting, but it might seem like it's an uphill battle to make a difference. you can make a difference right across your state line. And we would appreciate any help that we can get. You know, Jeff, I don't know how much time we've got.
You're fine. Go ahead. Go ahead.
For the commercial break. I'm from Illinois, and being from Illinois originally, I've been in Pennsylvania since 2014. You know, children are definitely taught, at least they were when I grew up in Illinois, to revere Abraham Lincoln.
Yes.
And I remember as a child visiting the tomb of Lincoln, and there is this giant bronze sculpture of Lincoln's head. And the whole thing, you know, due to the weather, is brown. There's one part of Lincoln's head that is kind of a golden bronze, and it's well polished, and that's his nose, because children walk up and they rub the nose of that sculpture of Abraham Lincoln. More than two decades before he was president in 1838 in Springfield, he made a speech entitled "The Perpetuation of Our Political Institutions," and he said this in part: "At what point shall we expect the approach of danger? By what means shall we fortify against it? Shall we expect some transatlantic military giant to step the ocean and crush us at a blow? Never. All the armies of Europe, Asia, and Africa combined, with all the treasure of the earth, our own excepted, in their military chest, with Bonaparte for a commander, could not, by force, take a drink from Ohio or make a trek on the Blue Ridge in a trial of 1,000 years. If destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. When we teach things like critical theory, critical race theory in our schools that seek to supplant the system of meritocracy that made this nation great, we are drinking hemlock out of our own goblet."
Jason, that is profound. We have a couple minutes left, and so true. Again, I want to thank you for taking the time this morning to join me on WCBM. Slowly go through the way. And I love what you said about 5, 10, 15, 20, whatever one can afford, help take our education system back, especially as we honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice on Memorial Day. Jason, slowly go through the ways people can get a hold of you.
Sure. It's SYC, as in Southern York County, SYC2025.com. SYC Conservatives on Facebook. On Twitter, you can follow at JASONDETKERPA. And then our candidates are Jason Decker, Lisa Staller, Marilee Hall, Samantha Hall.
Jason, I want to thank you very much for taking the time this morning to join me on WCBM. But most importantly, you're a father, you're a professional, you're a man of faith. You're a husband, and I think it's commendable that you're taking time out of your busy schedule to give back, and from my perspective, to give back to those who are most, who need it most, which are our children, because they are most vulnerable. I will leave you with any closing thoughts.
Jeff, I would just say it's the least that I could do in light of the sacrifice of others. And I'm happy to do it.
God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. You have a wonderful Memorial Day. And again, God bless. So, what will we do? S is in Sam. Y, C is in Cat, 2025.com. SYC2025.com. There is a slate of conservatives who are doing their best to make a difference, to preserve our great one nation under God, and to educate our children, not indoctrinate. Odell, good morning. I want to thank you very much for holding so long as we got through the interview, but I think that that was very profound and very relevant on this Memorial Day. I may have to go to break, so I'm going to hold you over, but I wanted to get started with you because it tells me that your father served in the Battle of the Bulge.
Yes, sir. He's serving a battle with the balls. He was in North Africa.
Wow.
In the 11th Armored Division.
Now, did...
He went in the...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, please.
Well, his mother died when he was 2 of tuberculosis. He had a brother, but they were separated. And he went in, tried to go in when he was 15 and got caught in the Philippines. They sent him back. And then he re-enlisted in the Army because he lived with his grandmother, and that was the only reliable person he had in his family and that he knew of. And she speaks Swedish, and she didn't speak much English. So he finally got in, went in the Army, and did his training at Camp Pope, Louisiana, but it was called in. Then he went to California and went to the desert for desert training. And so he didn't have no family, and so wasn't my uncle at the time, told him he had his girlfriend had a sister right to. So he wrote to her all through the war, never met one another. At the end of World War II, he went to the farm in Stanton, Virginia, walked down a country road, and lady come to the door. He said, "Are you Claudine?" She said, "Yes." He says, "Are you Frank?" He says, "Yes, I am." He said, "You want to get married?" They got married and raised 13 kids.
13 kids?
Yes.
See,
and then
go ahead. Please continue.
They took one off the street and helped raise one, too. My mother was the kind of person that everybody in the neighborhood, all the kids come there and called them on Pop. If she didn't have enough popsicles for all the kids, nobody got none.
How about that? That is...
the way it was.
Go ahead. That, you know what? Odell, that's an incredible story. I want to thank you first and foremost for holding on so long because I am so glad you held, because that is a great story. I'm sorry, go ahead.
There was another part of the story.
Go ahead.
My father's brother, the whole time, he knew he had a brother, but he was in the 8th or 9th Artillery the whole time, and he was trying to find out that he knew my dad was in D.C., at the time, and try to get a hold of him. So my father was 75 and Lawrence was in 78, and Richard Scherer on Channel 13 did a Now and Then thing of them, because they went to Solomon Springs, Arkansas, and that's where they met one another after all these years.
Amazing. Well, Dell, thank you very much for the call, and thank you for the incredible stories. One of 13. That is phenomenal. I'm wishing you and your family a very, very blessed Memorial Day. Thanks again, Odell.
Thank you for taking my call.
It's my pleasure, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back, and at that point, we will go to Rob in Middle River. This is Jeff McDonald on WCBM.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
It's Baltimore's biggest night for freedom, faith, and the future. Join the Baltimore City Republican Party for the 2025 Lincoln Reagan Douglas Dinner, Friday, June 27th at the Best Western on O'Donnell Street, just off I-95. Hear from national conservative voice Armstrong Williams, author, commentator, and co-owner of the Baltimore Sun. Enjoy an American Legion color guard. Sing God Bless America and start the night off with our exclusive VIP reception. Then the evening kicks off into high gear with dancing and a live DJ. Don't miss Maryland's premier GOP event. Tickets at Baltimore. DaltimoreDinner.com.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America, but most importantly, like you, I am a citizen who believes in God, country, family. We are taking these first 2 hours to reflect upon Memorial Day. We also just had a great guest who is making the sacrifice to run for public office. He's running in Southern York County on a slate for school board. That's something that is so, so important as we move forward in 2025. His name is Jason Decker. You can learn more about Jason and his slate at SYC2025.com. SYC2025.com. I've also asked people to call regarding stories that are relevant to them on Memorial Day and those who they may know who have made the ultimate sacrifice. And we have Rob in Middle River. Rob, good morning and welcome to WCBM.
Morning to you, sir. So I think you're going to like this story. Friend of mine, he had served in Vietnam, and he came back home, and he was working for my uncle, who had a paper goods business in sales, and he was doing very well economically. And you know what? He decided he wanted to go back and do another tour of Vietnam. I think that was so selfless.
Yes.
But he did. He did the second tour. And he didn't make it.
Wow.
Isn't that a selfless individual?
Well,
he gave all that up.
You know, Rob, you're spot on. But have you been listening since 6 a.m., or when did you start tune in this morning?
I think it was around 6 a.m., and I was listening to all kinds of war stories. Most of them, though, centered around World War One and Two, if I recall.
Right, but the point is that... Yeah. If you listen to President Trump's commencement announcement Saturday...
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
He is doing everything in his power to bring back that sense of patriotism, duty, honor, country. And what the story you just told is exactly what runs through the blood of patriotic Americans, to serve. That is what has made our one nation under God so exceptional. And Rob, if you talk to a lot of people and you mention American exceptionalism, the left is always, oh, well, what makes us so exceptional? We're not. Remember Barry Obama? We're no different. Well, we are. Because it is we who do everything we can, and those Americans who have made the ultimate sacrifice to make our brothers and sisters around the world safe and free. And Rob, I can't encourage, like you said, you listened to it, and he mentions in that speech on Saturday how it's not our responsibility to try to create democracy at the end of a gun. It's our responsibility to make sure the United States of America is safe and free.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, when did he go in originally to Vietnam?
Well, it was, I call it Lyndon's War.
Oh, yes.
He may not have started it, but he sure escalated it.
Yes, he did.
So that probably would have been in the mid-60s.
Okay.
So I think the second time he went back was probably, I think, around 68, 69 would have been the second time he went back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. And I think that is a micro example of so many who have done that again to protect our one nation under God. Rob, any closing thoughts?
Yeah, my father served in World War II. He fought in France, Austria, and Germany. So he did make it back home, but he was in there for 4 years, and, well, I'm sure glad he made it back home.
Well, I'm sure glad he made it back home as well, Rob, because he gave birth to a great patriot. And I want to thank you for taking the time this morning to call in and sharing the wonderful stories, because, again, without those that make the sacrifice, we are not a free one nation under God. Do you agree with that, Rob?
Absolutely.
Well, again, thank you. It's a pleasure to talk to you. And I, like I've said to everyone else, I hope you and your family have a very blessed Memorial Day.
Thank you, sir. Good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So, speaking of which, Memorial Day. Each year on Memorial Day, a national moment of remembrance takes place at 3 p.m. local time. And if you are available this morning and are anywhere near the Delaney Memorial Gardens, their service is at 10 a.m. It's a phenomenal service. It's a moving service. But I know that there are other services, obviously, throughout the Mid-Atlantic and throughout the nation. You're listening at WCBM.com. Anywhere you are, search and find a service and take an hour out of this Memorial Day to honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice. In the next hour, we're going to talk about how we can better ourselves through nutrition and fitness. We will be right back.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. First came the rush out of town. Today brings the rush back. Americans head home from their Memorial Day holiday destinations. Busy on the roads, busy in the air.
The TSA says it expects to screen 18 million passengers over the extended Memorial Day weekend. Friday was the TSA's third busiest travel day of all time, with more than 3 million passengers screened. AAA is forecasting a record-breaking 39 million people will travel by car over the holidays, breaking the old record set in 2005.
Correspondent Tayshia Stevens. President Trump threatens more punishing sanctions on Russia over its stepped-up drone and missile attacks on Ukraine. There was a fresh round of Russian attacks overnight. And speaking of Russian President Putin, Mr. Trump says he's killing a lot of people. I don't know what's wrong with him. Mr. Trump's fight with Harvard University continues to escalate.
After cutting off billions of dollars in federal funding to the Ivy League school, the Trump administration announced a ban on the enrollment of foreign students. That represents about one quarter of Harvard's student body. The school responded by filing a lawsuit, which claimed the government's action is unconstitutional. And a federal judge issued a temporary restraining order stopping the government from pulling Harvard's certification in the Student and Exchange Visitor Program. Greg Clugston, Washington.
After speaking with the European Commission president, President Trump is delaying 50% tariffs on European Union imports. The higher levies will now kick in July 9th if no deal is reached. On this Memorial Day, President Trump will lead the traditional wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery, while in Washington, it's the annual National Memorial Day Parade. Among the thousands of participants, a small contingent of veterans of World War II. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
An upbeat economic report from overseas.
The German economy, Europe's biggest, grew by 0.4% in the first quarter thanks to stronger than expected exports and manufacturing. That was double the growth initially estimated. The Federal Statistical Office had reported at the end of last month that the economy expanded by 0.2% in the January-March period compared with the previous quarter. The last time Germany saw stronger growth was in the third quarter of 2022, when gross domestic product expanded by 0.6%. John Scott reporting.
By all accounts, the turnout was quite low for national elections in Venezuela over the weekend. Lawmakers, governors, and other officials on the ballot. But many Venezuelans honored opposition calls to stay home in the wake of the last presidential election that President Nicolas Maduro is widely believed to have stolen. Yesterday's vote took place 2 days after the government detained dozens of opposition leaders. News and analysis, townhall.com. A measure that would put the Ten Commandments on display in Texas public school classrooms is closer to reaching Governor Greg Abbott's desk.
The proposal cleared a major hurdle over the weekend by winning preliminary approval in the state's Republican-controlled House. It will likely draw a legal challenge from critics who consider it to be a constitutional violation. A federal court last year did block a similar law in Louisiana. The Texas plan is expected to get a final vote in the House in the next few days, the governor saying he will sign it. Jason Walker reporting.
Strauss's Blue Danube Waltz heads into space this month, marking the 200th anniversary of the composer's birth. The European Space Agency's Big Dish antenna in Spain will beam the waltz into the cosmos as it's performed by the Vienna Symphony Orchestra. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Tracking a pretty nice Memorial Day afternoon with temperatures well into the low and mid-70s. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun and not much wind out there as well. Overnight lows drop into the 50s and 60s. Tuesday brings more cloud cover, and that's ahead of our next weather maker. By Tuesday afternoon, a few showers rolling in, and a wet Wednesday is on the way. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and nice weather has finally arrived. That means it's time for flip-flops, sandals, and sneakers. But for some people, it's the season for painful feet. To avoid foot pain, we recommend the right arch supports in your shoes. This is where the Good Feet Store comes in. Don't cut corners with your feet this summer or during any season. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
After I decided my pain was too much and my doctor actually suggested that I do visit the Good Feet Store. Pretty amazing when they put the arch supports in your shoe and you realize there's not pain and you think, how can this arch support in my shoe make my back pain go away? But it works. It was incredible.
The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater DC and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today. Or just stop by.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker, inviting you to a night of crabs, claws, and a whole lot of laughs at my expense. Join us for WCBM's first ever crab feast and chuck roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, great folks, and a no-holds-barred roast where Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and the rest of the crew are lining up to take their best shots at yours truly. I'm the main course, and trust me, they're bringing the heat.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive. This is Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America. But more importantly, like you, I am a concerned citizen about the future of our one nation under God. Today, we are doing the entire show about Memorial Day. as we honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice. And remember, each year on Memorial Day, a national moment of remembrance takes place at 3 p.m. local time. See where there is a Memorial Day service in your community and do your best to attend. So in the first hour, we talked about stories of those family members and friends who made the ultimate sacrifice. In the second hour, we had on a guest, Jason Decker from Southern York County, who is taking time out of his professional and family life to run for school board. Because as we know, education is so important to our future, and indoctrination is on the rise, and we must take back education, just like we must get a hold of our fitness, nutrition, and health so that we can be productive, hardworking, and healthy citizens. And how has integrated health put the patient in charge? The rise of child and adult chronic diseases, poor diet, chemical exposure, lack of physical activity causing stress, and this is one that's near and dear to my heart, over-medicating, etc. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Tony DeCesar, president and founder of Metabolics Nutrition and Fitness, and Michelle Duell, who is an RN, DNP, MSN, etc., etc. I think Michelle's got more letters behind her name than there are in the alphabet. She is the owner of MHP Health Services. Tony and Michelle, let's talk about this insane war against the American citizen from an overproduced food perspective, like we talked about, pharmaceuticals, lack of nutrition, lack of activity. Tony, tell us a little bit about you and a little bit about Metabolics.
So I'm going to back up just a little
sure.
bit. So let's go back to what you said in the beginning about the over-medicated, the obese, you know, things like that, and how my career has changed. So, you know, when I first got into the industry 30 years ago, it was, you know, predominantly healthy people that we worked with. And we had a small group, which we refer to as special populations. Now, those are people that have chronic disease, metabolic syndrome, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypercholesterolemia, all those things that are treated with medication. And fast forward 30 years later, and that's 50% of my clientele.
Right.
It's more than half.
So let me ask you a quick question. That's 50%. Talk about the increase in your clientele being children.
So that's a totally different population altogether. So recently, the Bobby Kennedy and the Maha people came out with their first report. There's going to be a series of these, which just focused on children and chronic illness. And one of the things that stood out as a result of that report was that 75% of the people age 18 to 24 are unfit for military service.
75%.
So, you know, let's extrapolate that and move forward. What's that going to look like in 20 years, 30 years, 40 years? So, you know, one of the reasons that I decided to partner with Michelle, with her clinical background as a nurse practitioner, is that these special populations need, you know, more in line of health maintenance, not treatment. And that's where her specialty comes in.
Okay. So as we unfold this hour regarding nutrition and fitness, please feel free to give us a call at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680, as this is as important as anything else in our lives. So, Michelle, if you will, please give us a little background on yourself and some information to dovetail what Tony just said.
Hi. Yes. First off, I just want to remember that today is Memorial Day, and I would like to remember all those that did lose their life for me and for us.
Yes.
And thank you for having me here. I started out healthcare since 1992. So as a registered nurse, and I've moved just through times. I actually am a certified registered nurse anesthetist, too, which means I give anesthesia. And then I recently went back and got my nurse practitioner because I just felt like the basics, like it isn't sophisticated. It's the basics of nutrition, the basics of moving, and that a lot of people just didn't know about it. And it wasn't being sort of addressed in a lot of our primary care settings. They're busy, not a lot of time, hard to get in to see them. People aren't going into primary care as much anymore. And it just led me down this path. I've been with Tony since 20 years, or over 20 years. So we definitely have a relationship and shared interests here.
So I want to talk a little bit about overprocessed food. In the first hour, I don't know if the two of you were listening. And again, thank you for coming in this morning, because, again, I think that nutrition and fitness now more than ever is just so important. We talked to a couple people in the first hour who came from families of 8 children, 13 children, right? And a couple generations ago, that was not uncommon. And we talk about the lack of time today. Well, there's still 24 hours in a day. That has not changed. It will never change. I think one of the big challenges is people have become obsessed with the screen. They listen to the screen like it's gospel. And I don't know if either of you can elaborate on this. And if you can't, that's okay. But as we all know, Philip Morris and R.J. Reynolds were the two main manufacturers of cigarettes. And I think that we also know that it's not necessarily the nicotine that is so addicting in cigarettes. However, through the years, as Philip Morris and R.J. Reynolds grew, they had R&D facilities where the R&D's main focus was to put special ingredient, the special sauce, if you will, into the cigarettes, the filters, or what have you, to make people addicted. I mean, we're not old enough, but I'm sure your parents, grandparents, or what have you, if you listen to the old commercial, 4 out of 5 doctors recommend Chesterfield, right? So, and that R.J. Reynolds, when they were so successful in awash in cash, I think it was either the 80s or the 90s or some sort of, at some point in that time period, where they transitioned and started buying food companies. And when they purchased the food companies, they would create that same business model of putting in ingredients in overprocessed food that would cause people to become addicted. Hence, as Tony alluded, 75% of young people today cannot even qualify for service in the armed forces today because they're not fit. Now, the good news is, on the top of the hour, one of the news broadcasts, I heard that the Trump administration, and Tony, you mentioned MAHA, is now changing the standards to be more stringent so that they, when they come in order to be accepted, that they're ready to go. Can you guys elaborate on that?
Actually, do you have that article that you sent to me, that first line?
Yes.
In front of you?
So what I find really interesting is the New England Journal of Medicine, which, highly regarded, basically just put out an article recently, which really struck me because the opening line was, poor nutrition is a leading cause of illness in the U.S. It went on to talk about the chemical complexity of our food, how many chemicals are in it. And it really addressed how these chemicals are really some of the root causes of our illnesses today that we're used to hearing about, type 2 diabetes, our cardiovascular illnesses, et cetera.
Okay. Keep going.
So I think that we need to take a closer look at that. While this article didn't address, the exercise or, screen time or anything like that, I think what we really need to look at is our food isn't what it used to be. It has a lot of additives in it. We need to be focused on that. I do think we need to take a closer look at that and what we're eating, when we're eating. And just moving, too. Exercise. I think a lot of people think of exercise as these harsh regimens and multiple times a week for hours at a time. And it really doesn't have to be that way. Just moving. Can you get up off the floor? Can you take a walk? You'd be surprised how many people can't do that.
So we're going to get ready to go to our first break, but before we do that, we have about a minute. I'm curious because I see so many people counting their steps. They have those, whatever those monitors are that they wear. Is that that important, or is it like Michelle said, just get up and move? Tony, I think you say often that, you know, fitness is right across the threshold of your front door. So I'm going to take the break now so that we can come back and talk about that. So, Tony, when we get back from the break, let's talk about that and let's dig in a little bit about, as Michelle alluded, how easy this is and how if we just do a little bit more each day, we can make a difference. So, again, this is Jeff McDonald on the Morning Drive filling in for Sean and Bruce. If you have a question about either of the topics, nutrition and fitness, please give us a call at 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, or 800-922-6680, as we have two experts here that will answer your questions free of charge. We'll be right back.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowe. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit BarterSaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Our critically injured veterans and first responders are left behind every day because of inadequate wheelchairs. That's why Wheelchairs for Warriors is on a mission to serve America's heroes across the nation and provide them with custom-fit wheelchairs tailored to fit their needs to ensure they rejoin their lives at the highest level of independent mobility and function possible. From lightweight daily-use chairs or adaptive sports chairs to all-terrain wheelchairs to get these warriors outdoors, Wheelchairs for Warriors serves those who served us. To join their mission, visit their website at wheelchairsforwarriors.org today.
This is Baltimore's number one news talk station, the 50,000-watt information blowtorch. Talk radio 680 WCBM and worldwide at WCBM.com.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, filling in for Sean and Bruce, and with me in the studio this morning is Tony DeCesar and Michelle Duell, both of whom are experts in fitness and nutrition. This is your opportunity to call with any questions at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. Don't be inhibited. Don't be shy, because no question is a dumb question. We have the expert. Michelle, we were just talking about how important just getting up and moving is, and you made a great point during the break that I'd like for you to elaborate on about that, and it's so true. None of us are the same. God created all of us in His image, but as individuals. Can you elaborate on that? You were talking about that today they want to put everybody in a box.
Well, you had mentioned about the steps, and that's where we segued into that. And you said, so is it really up to the steps? And how I feel about that is it's the individual. So someone who hasn't moved or doesn't walk or has a desk job, yes, maybe monitoring steps and 5,000 steps is a lot for them. So getting a watch and watching them, that's great. That's for them. Other people, that's not going to be for them. We have, you know, some people may need to be heart rate targeted, like you hear about all these zones and things like that. But and then the other thing is I love glucose monitors for that reason, because what I really learned about with food is what you eat may affect you differently than what I eat, and we're all made up sort of different. And, you know, being able to watch what certain foods do to us, or stressful situations, or lack of sleep, or what we eat, it really is individual. And that, you know, now a lot of medical protocols are sort of just, that's just it. They're protocols. They're in a box, and, you know, you either check the box or you fit or you don't. And I sort of don't believe that. I think we're all different, and what we need is different. So, the steps are great for some people, other people not so much.
So you talked about, and Tony, maybe you can elaborate this, the change in food and the glucose and what have you. How has MAHA made everyone reevaluate food from that perspective? And Michelle, you just touched on the activity perspective and medication. Tony, you want to touch on that?
So I think what you're starting to see now with MAHA is that there's this immense amount of sunlight that's being shown to the American public on what's actually been going on, that's been sort of on the back burner for many, many years. And I'm talking about transformative change, cultural change. I'll give you a good example. So I have a brother who has a restaurant up in Carroll County, and he and I were talking the other day, and he has recently switched out all of his seed oils from his from his menu. And I asked him, I said, you know, is that something that has helped or hurt your business or whatever it may be? And his comment was, look, all of my suppliers are now pushing beef tallow and not the seed oil. It's a little bit more expensive, but it's also, you know, better overall. And that's cultural change. When restaurants start changing, you know, when the landscape of our food industry starts to change, these are small changes that are going to happen over time. But you're seeing, you know, this huge amount of sunlight being shown down on the things that we've been eating. And here's another good example. So I've recently had a couple clients that went to Europe, and they were over there for 2 weeks and ended up actually losing weight. They literally ate their way, you know, through a country and ended up losing weight. And their comment was, you know, the food doesn't seem so heavy. It just seems better. Well, Europe has higher standards than we do, you know, and that's part of the whole MAHA shed the light on what's going on situation. Because, you know, one of the big things first and foremost was the seed oils. We got to get rid of that stuff. Most people don't understand up until 1953, they used that stuff to grease farm equipment.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
It was for mechanical purposes. And then we started eating it. Thank you, Crisco. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing with Crisco is, you're spot on. Crisco was a mechanical lubricant, and then they bleached it and put it in a can and told people it was great to cook with it.
Now, Procter & Gamble also paid the equivalent of $10 million to the American Heart Association to promote it, but that's a different story. So, you know, when you see those changes and they remove these seed oils, you know, they're going after the dyes in the food now, which are not used in Europe. you can see the difference in the photos of the breakfast cereals from Europe versus the United States. They're much more colorful here, and now they're going after the glyphosate, which is basically Roundup weed killer, another chemical.
And that's in food.
Yeah, it's in the majority. And I think there was a study that was done, it was either last year or the year before, they looked at the number of commercial beers on the market that contain glyphosate, because it's a wheat product in most cases. So the grain is being sprayed. It ages the grain at the same rate, okay? You can't just let that stuff sit out in the field. It's not going to age in a uniform manner. The glyphosate makes it age all at the same pace very quickly. So these are things that are coming to light, and people are going, why are we eating this stuff? Because it's causing all sorts of issues. And we talk about this all the time. How many of your friends, when you were in elementary school, had a peanut allergy?
None.
Right. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
How many people had gluten intolerance?
None that I can remember. And let's go one step further. How many overweight kids were there?
Yeah, there you go again. That's the, we were talking the other day about the Lynyrd Skynyrd concert in Oakland in 1978.
Yeah. You know, if we got 1 minute before we have to go to break. But that's a great point. Search the Lynyrd Skynyrd concert from 1976 in Oakland, California. Yeah. From my perspective, I like Lynyrd Skynyrd a lot, and I always was challenged with, why do they keep panning to the crowd? I want to see the band. But if you look now, looking at it from the perspective that Tony just said, look at that crowd, and you see zero overweight people. After the break, we're going to talk about this further. Give us a call, 410-922-6680. This is your opportunity.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. First came the rush out of town. Today brings the rush back. Americans heading home from their Memorial Day holiday destinations. Busy on the roads, busy in the air, record-setting travel, according to the AAA. President Trump threatens more punishing sanctions on Russia over its stepped-up drone and missile attacks on Ukraine. There was a fresh round of Russian attacks overnight. Referring to Russian President Putin, Mr. Trump says he's killing a lot of people. I don't know what's wrong with him. After speaking with the European Commission president, Mr. Trump is delaying 50% tariffs on European Union imports. Those higher levies will now kick in July 9th if there's no deal reached. On this Memorial Day, Mr. Trump will lead the traditional wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery, while in Washington, D.C., it's the annual National Memorial Day Parade. More details, srnnews.com.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to pva.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Hi, John Casey here. Get ready for the ultimate Maryland mashup. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Friday, June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, all-you-can-laugh as we roast our buddy Chuck Whitaker with no mercy. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry and bring your sense of humor. Let's make it a big night to remember, the WCBM Crab Feast and first ever Chuck Roast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Tracking a pretty nice Memorial Day afternoon with temperatures well into the low and mid-70s. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun and not much wind out there as well. Overnight lows drop into the 50s and 60s. Tuesday brings more cloud cover, and that's ahead of our next weather maker. By Tuesday afternoon, a few showers rolling in, and a wet Wednesday is on the way. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you want the lowest price. With their lowest price guarantee, if you find a qualifying lower price on the same item, they'll match it. Price match applies to the same item, current price at qualifying retailers, exclusions and terms apply. Learn how they'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
The changing of seasons can affect how you feel. One in five people experience some form of depression, no matter the time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
The C stands for city. The B stands for Baltimore. The M stands for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, filling in for Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott. And with me in the final hour is Tony DeCesar, president and founder of Metabolics Fitness and Nutrition, and Michelle Duell, owner of MHP Health Services. We're talking about everything we can do for your health. And in a minute, we're going to go to a call. But before we do that, the last thing we want is for you to be...
Mr. Kroger. Two C's, two D's, and an F. That's a 1.2 grade average. Mr. Dorfman.
Hello.
0.2. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
So there you go. Tony, you were getting ready to say something.
No, so going back to the quality of the food real quick, when we were talking about it's basically nutrient density, you know, the standards in Europe versus the standards here. And you know, one of the things that we focus on that's become more prevalent is the fact that due to the lack of nutrition in our food, like dietary supplementation is almost necessary at this point. I mean, there's... The nutrients that we're getting aren't sufficient enough compared to what we were getting years ago. So that impacts your overall health as well as obesity and a bunch of other things. But that's kind of like Michelle's, that's in her wheelhouse a little bit. And what you see now are people, you know, because of this whole Maha situation and enlightenment, people are taking control of their own health. The distrust within the community now after the last 4 years has gone through the roof. They're researching. They're looking at other options. And that's the whole point, is that you are 100% in charge of your own health. You are the gatekeeper.
Amen. All right. We've got a call. So let's go to Herb in Essex. Herb, good morning. You're on with Jeff McDonald, Tony DeCesar, and Michelle Duell. How are you?
I'm great. Can you hear me all right now?
Loud and clear.
All right. My thing is two different things that you both touched on. I remember if you went to school, especially in elementary school, when you were in the 60s, which I did, they used to give out a presidential awards that President Kennedy started, where you, if you were fit, physically fit, you know, if you did, say, just 10 push-ups or 10 sit-ups or whatever, you got an award for it. And then you got a bigger award if you, you know, fit all of the fit things that made you physically fit. And it helped you make you mentally fit as well. And it also helped when you were in elementary school. It helped the boys especially burn off all that extra energy that you had. And then they stopped it, you know. And competition is good with people, especially young boys. And other thing, it helps them think as well. It settles them down enough so that they think and they can learn. The other thing is when he was your guest there was talking about, you know, foods and everything. I have a pretty good background with foods. And the thing about with food, what they put in their bodies now, what we're putting in our bodies now, if your body doesn't recognize it, it can't process it. So it attacks your body by adding fat. And the reason it adds fat, it's just like cancer cells. Your body, a cancer cell isn't not in your body. It's there. But when it gets a chance to grow because of other adverse things, it'll kill you. And that's what's happening now. And I think the way that both of these guests are, which are great, I think the way that things are being presented to people, you present things to people as though these people should know all this just because they're alive and because they eat and because they exercise. I think there needs to be more of a ground roots way to explain stuff to people that are maybe don't think about, you know, these things in certain ways. It's just the presentation is where some of the stuff's getting lost. You know, when President Obama came in office and he put all the emphasis on making sure everybody got a college degree. He didn't care what college degree it was.
Right.
It was just making sure you got a college degree. Then we lost all our plumbers, our electricians.
Yep.
And now you have people that are in their 60s, 50s, 60s. Some people that are retired have to go back to work because you can't find a decent plumber or somebody has the experience, but they do have an arts degree. I mean, they can tell you, you know, about things that actually matter nothing to your life, really, as far as sustaining it and taking care of you. So, I mean, that's where it is. I think messaging is where the biggest problem. We have a problem with the things. Messaging about it is where the problem, I think, is.
You know what, Herb? You know what the problem with you is? You have too much logic and common sense. You just made phenomenal points. I want to thank you this morning for taking the time to call in and wishing you and your family a very blessed Memorial Day. Thank you, Herb. Enjoy the day.
Thank you. Have a good day.
My pleasure. So, Tony, something you and I have talked a lot about, the president's, what does it say? Wake up, America. Your food is banned in 30 countries. Hello. Let's talk. Do you know why the president's award for physical fitness or whatever? Do you know why that stopped?
Standardized test scores.
Elaborate on that a little bit.
So that was the most fit generation in American,
yep,
in the American education system. And Kennedy made a big point to push that. And then over the years, and I've actually gone before the school board and told them, go
here we
back.
Go back to the school boards.
I know. They love me there. But anyway, you know, I was advocating to get the President's Council on Physical Fitness implemented back into the curriculum. You know, when you need a half-accredited gym to graduate from high school and you're sitting in front of a screen for 3.5 years, you know, what are you really teaching these kids? Nothing.
Nothing.
So, you know, that's a big piece of it. When 75% of the 18 to 24-year-olds are unfit for military service, you need to ask yourself why. Why? And going back to Herb for a second, because he seemed to have a pretty decent background and an understanding as to what
yes.
was going on, and I'll throw this over to Michelle. But if you want to really go down a rabbit hole, look up chronic inflammation in this country, okay? Because it starts with the sugar, the abundance of sugar, and then every other compound, processed grain that's out there. Do you agree, Michelle?
I do. I was just sort of smiling because I'm someone who really believes that inflammation is sort of a basis of a lot of our, you know, health crisis issues today. And one of the ones I was just reading on that I'm interested in is all the statins everybody's on, you know, and I feel like people believe that, you know, lowering cholesterol really improves your cardiac health. And I'll go out on a limb and say I kind of disagree with that.
No, elaborate, please.
I just really feel like they put a lot of emphasis on the numbers of your cholesterol panel and want to put you on a statin. And am I saying that no one should be on a statin? No, not at all. Am I saying that statins don't have a place? I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that we put a lot of emphasis on them, and they're not benign medications with a lot of side effects, and they can cause a lot of other problems, when I really feel like if we could focus on what we're eating, how we're eating it, how we're moving, how we're spending our time, our stress levels, just what we do with our lives is really much more important and better medicine than a lot of what we're giving.
So let's elaborate on that a little bit, because we hear so often what we're eating, what we're eating, what we're eating. Between the two of you, you have decades of wonderful knowledge. Let's just take a typical day of a family, and we mentioned chronic inflammation, which I think, as you said, Michelle, is just so prevalent now. I mean, I suffer from a lot of inflammation. What would you recommend for just, you know, whether it be children or adult? What would you recommend, for example? Tony, I know that you food prep every week. Give us some example of what you might recommend as a typical daily intake of nutrition.
So I've learned over the years, you've got to make everything as simple as possible.
Amen, brother.
You can't make it too complicated. So we used to have this list of foods to avoid, you know, let's not eat this or whatever. And I realized a few years ago, you've got to keep it to a point where people don't have to think. So we changed that whole methodology and we put it into the green, yellow, red zones. So green is yes, yellow is sometimes, and red is maybe. And the majority of those foods fall into that red zone. And those are the chronic inflammation foods. So I tell people, like, take that list and put it on your refrigerator and look at it every day. Because if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. Okay? And the issue is that we can correct those types of things. I'll give you a good example. So I have a guy comes in, goes to his doctor, walks out, he's got four prescriptions. He comes in and he says, well, I've got this, this, and this, and these are my labs. I'm kind of stepping on Michelle's toes here a little bit because she's the one that does all the biomarkers and stuff. But I said, you can do this a different way and then go back, and if that doesn't work, then you can try the medication. Well, lo and behold, you know, less than 6 months later, didn't do the medication, changed his diet, exercised, ate the right foods, and all those biomarkers all came back in line.
Wow.
So is it, like, essential to do that? Michelle already pointed this out, that everybody gets put into a box. In integrative health, nobody's in a box. An evaluation, when we sit down and talk to people, it's an hour plus long, hour and a half sometimes. It goes over your whole day. What time do you wake up? When do you go to the bed? You know, how is your sleep? When's your first meal? When's your last meal? How often do you exercise? What's the intensity, the duration of that activity? You go through everything. Is there any dietary supplementation? Let's talk about what you eat. First meal, second meal, third meal, fourth meal, okay? And then you get to the symptomology. But that's the difference between integrative health. I go to the doctor once a year. I spend 15 minutes with him. I walk in, I do my thing, run my labs, boom, out the door. Don't see him for another year. That's it.
Yeah, and a lot of times you go to a physician now, and because there are so many conglomerates and they're working for these huge organizations, that the vast majority of the time is spent putting notes into a computer. So can you give a couple examples of the, like, in the green color, the yellow color, and the red color of foods?
Yeah, absolutely. It's super easy. So everything in the green is basically what I call God's food. If you can pick it off a tree, dig it out of the ground, if it runs, flies, or swims, you can basically eat it. Okay? If it's in a bag, a box, or a can, that's 100% in the red.
As far bag, as
bag, a box, or
box,
a can.
Or can is red. Bag, box, can. Go ahead.
If it's got a 2-year expiration date on it, there's no nutrient value in that food. I mean, you can literally take a piece of food. I did this years ago for my kids. I took a protein shake and mixed it up, and then I cooked some bison, and then I took a protein bar, and I snapped it in half, and I put them in three separate containers. I put them on the shelf. 3 days later, the protein shake had already started to degrade. I mean, and it smelled, by the way. So that thing was done. I rinsed I rinsed the container out, threw it away.
So the protein shake was good.
Yeah, because it's got so much nutritional value. There's a high biological value in that.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
So and organisms can feed off of that. The same thing happened with the bison. It just took like another day or so before it started to sort of get a little film on it. But that protein bar sat on that shelf for a year, and that thing didn't look any different than it did the day that I put it in there, and it had a 2-year expiration date on it.
That is a great point. I did the same experiment. Pardon me, with a Happy Meal from one of the fast food chains. We put it, the French fries and the hamburger, cheeseburger, in the pantry. 6 months later, actually I posted on Facebook years ago, the day we put it in, 6 months later, the day we took a photo of it, nothing including the cheese, had changed.
The cheese doesn't even degrade. You can Google this on YouTube. There's a thing that's called a 10-year McDonald's hamburger. It's a guy that's had a hamburger for 10 years, and it looks the same as it did the day that he got it. Even the buns don't mold.
No, exactly. The bun did not mold at all.
No.
All right, so we've got a couple calls, so let's first go to Lynn in Cockeysville. Lynn, you're a physical therapist with adults and observed kids at field day. Welcome to WCBM.
Hi. I just wanted to mention, kind of piggyback on the guy that talked about the Presidential Fitness Awards. Watching these fifth graders the other day, none of the kids could do the potato sack race.
What? Wait. Whoa. Potato sack race is simply two kids each put a leg in a potato sack and hop, what, 20 yards?
Well, not even. That's a three-legged race. So this is just one kid in a sack. Couldn't hop 50 yards up and 50 yards back without falling, losing their balance. Well, they're having fun and they're laughing. But physically, they could not do it. And the wheelbarrow race, where one kid is kind of in a plank,
yes,
the other holding their legs, the kids couldn't walk on their hands 50 yards. So that being said, I kind of wonder what is being taught in the physical fitness realm in the public schools. And then as a PT, also working with adults, as Michelle mentioned, this vicious cycle. I think people are afraid to fall, especially as we get older. So then they don't move as much. You don't move as much, you get stiff. Anyone who has living parents, if they are in their 60s plus, make sure they can get down to the floor safely and off the floor safely. That one exercise is just, it hits all muscle groups, it hits balance, it hits flexibility. So I just wanted to throw those things out, and I'm enjoying the conversation.
Thank you very much. Lynn, hold on. Before you go, the kids that you saw at this field day, was that elementary school kids?
Yes.
Elementary school kids that couldn't even, and we all remember the wheelbarrow race, and now I clearly see, I remember the potato sack race.
Yeah, and you get silly and giggly, but physically, I was watching their form and watching these kids with arched backs that can't really even hold a plank and didn't have the coordination to do it. So it was eye-opening.
Now, are you saying all of the kids or a large percent of the kids?
A large percentage. And I'm related to one of the kids there. I know the kids that do extracurricular things. Not all families can afford extracurricular things. But in general, the coordination and strength of the kids, to me, looked poor. Looked bad.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you on one thing. It does not cost anything for a child to go across the threshold and run around outside as we all did as kids and get into all kinds of fun stuff. But Lynn, you bring up outstanding points. Thank you very much. And I hope you and your family have a very blessed Memorial Day. Thank you very much for taking the time to call this morning. We're going to the break. When we get back, we will go to Steve in Denton.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense. Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Have a glorious weekend with your families, remembering those who gave up so much so we could live free. Also, thanks for the kick butt ratings. My show is absolutely rocking the airwaves of the glorious WCBM.
It's party time. P-A-R-T. Why? Because I gotta.
I'll be back on Tuesday, noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive. This is Jeff McDonald, sitting in with Tony DeCesar, president and founder of Metabolics Fitness and Nutrition, and Michelle Duell, president and owner of MHP Health Services. This is our last segment, so if you have a question, please give us a call. We're going to Steve in Denton. Steve, you would like to talk about the relationship between alcohol and health.
That is true. Yeah.
I've been involved in the alcohol beverage industry for 50 years. 20 years ago, I became concerned that some of my customers were in ill health because of their alcohol consumption. And I did some research. I found the research and therapeutic protocols of Dr. Charles S. Lieber. Dr. Lieber was with the Mount Sinai School of Medicine up in New York and was the foremost authority on how alcohol affected the liver. And he was a researcher, a teaching professor, and a practicing physician. Following his paper trail of research, I came across the relationship between alcohol and cancer. There is a metabolic, I call it a flowchart that was developed by Dean Tuma and Carol Casey that shows how alcohol can affect the cellular health. And I would like the nutritionist on the panel there to maybe explain to the audience the importance of oxygen or the ORAC ratings of different foods, how certain foods will be able to eliminate a lot of the oxygen radicals in the body.
Okay, Steve, we will send it over to Michelle. Michelle, if you'd like to elaborate. Steve, thank you very much for the call this morning.
Well, whether it's the alcohol or the foods, I think I'm just going to circle back a minute when we were talking about the red foods and the yellow foods and Tony's list. And the other thing I want to put in there is that we're all different. So how foods affect different people, our genetic makeup, the environment, all plays into part of how they're all going to affect us. And yes, there's basics that are good and bad, and that's where we start. And when he mentioned alcohol, it's like everything in moderation. Am I here saying that no one can drink at all? No, of course not. But it isn't healthy for you. And there are a lot of people that empty calories when you look at it that way, too, and that are drinking every day and all that impacts your health. And we see it. Someone will say, oh, someone drank every day, you know, for years and didn't have a problem. And someone else will say, you know, I didn't drink at all. And that all comes into we're all different and how things affect us are different. Our environment, what we eat, what our jobs are, who our parents are, all those sort of things make it very different.
Well, and touching, let's stay on that. How about the situation with marijuana?
So let's go to the number one side effect of marijuana, you know? So that impending case of the munchies, I don't see anybody picking up an apple.
Exactly.
You know, it's like plowing down pizza and fast food and whatever.
Doritos,
all that kind of stuff. But go back to the alcohol issue. I mean, your liver's your biggest fat-burning organ in your body, and essentially when you do drink alcohol, it shuts that process down, that metabolic pathway of fatty acid metabolism. So, you know, when you see overweight, remember everybody had that one guy in the neighborhood, the one dad that was kind of like a little overweight.
Yes.
He was always the all-time pitcher in like wiffle ball, so he didn't have to run with a PBR in his hand.
Exactly.
A wiffle ball to you when you're six. And, you know, that's by design. I mean, that is your body basically, you know, that's where fatty liver syndrome comes from. And if you want a healthy body, you need a healthy liver. So, and even Michelle and I have talked about these liver detox programs that actually do work. I mean, you've got to keep your liver healthy. That's it.
Amazing. So we have this hour has gone by so quickly, and I want to thank both of you for taking the time today to join me on the show. We have about a minute before I have to go into closing. Thoughts, parting thoughts, and ways people can get in touch with you. Michelle, please go first.
I'm in HD Health Services, and you could go to my website.
Website is?
MHDHealthServices.com.
Oh, I keep saying MHP. MHD. That's Marsha Hospital David. My apologies.
It's totally fine.
Tony?
Yes.
My parting shot is that, you know, you are 100% in charge of your own health. And, you know, do your own research. Become educated. It's not going to be a short journey. Try and find as many reputable sources and people to surround yourself with, because otherwise you're just going to fall into the American medical model and you're going to be stuck in a box. And you can reach me at metabolics.net, metabolix.net.
Metabolics.net. I want to thank you both very much for coming in today. And listeners, thank you all very much for listening this morning, this Memorial Day. I truly hope you've enjoyed the show. Our guests, Jason Decker, Tony DeCesar, and Michelle Duell of MHD, and the information we shared. It is my hope that you have been enlightened. Thank you very much to Kristen, who always does a phenomenal job producing, and WCBM for the opportunity. May God bless you. And remember, the greatest gift from God is grace through faith in Jesus Christ. It is my hope and prayer that we are able to do this again soon. Thanks again, and never forget, the truth has no agenda, and rebellion to tyranny is obedience to God. The truth will set us free. Also, on this Memorial Day, remember, 3 o'clock is when the remembrance takes place, and if you have the opportunity, find a service that is in your area. If you are anywhere in Baltimore County, like I said earlier, Delaney Valley Memorial has a service this morning at 10 a.m. that is very profound and very moving. Let us never forget those who made the ultimate sacrifice. We'll see you again soon. God bless. Be safe.
For Maryland.